Romans 1:18-21. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Friends, God is not hidden, and we are still hiding. From the days of Genesis, when Adam and Eve hid themselves in the garden because of sin, even though man was hiding from God, God was not hiding from man. His works are visible for anyone who is interested in seeing them. I suppose the key operative phrase there is, anyone who is interested. Let's talk about the idea of wrath a little. In our weekly Bible study in Romans, I've been reading. When I got to Romans 1:18, I stopped and struggled at the word wrath. For the first time, as I read the word several times out loud, I actually paid attention to my mental picture. Not pretty. Where did I get this idea that I'm seeing? Yep, more than likely right out of the Southern Church pulpit of fire and brimstone. My focus isn't on what they, the infamous they, got wrong, but how I have a twisted view of the Lord. I can't be responsible for them, nor will I waste my time being offended by anyone's doctrine, but I can do something about myself. It is the truth. There is no excuse for not believing in God, although many of us have got tons of excuses, and some are even quite convincing. The Lord has clearly revealed Himself to the world and to each individual's conscience. I believe we have to be interested enough to look and see. Simply looking up at the stars at night should convince anyone there is a creator, or looking at flowers, or the intricacies of leaves and seasons. It is obvious the unintelligent universe could not possibly have devised such complexity. In addition, I am convinced all people know deep inside themselves that there is a God, and there is a universal standard of right and wrong. However, they suppress the truth because, again, I'm convinced they don't want to believe. They are choosing. Don't want to is at the core of the matter, a heart full of don't want to. Believing would put unbelievers face to face with themselves. They would have to reconcile their nature to give power to their flesh over their spirit and deal with intrinsic rebellion. Our need to come back to God seems more than most are willing to bear. Maybe the need for Christ isn't acute enough yet. It will be, though. Therefore, they deny the facts of God's existence and play little mental games, trying to rationalize away the truth. Because of this, God's wrath is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness. Wrath. Now, there's a word we never hear anyone casually use in conversation. In this case, it isn't just raging anger, as we've been taught. That is a teaching which has cast unkind shadows on the heart of love. The Greek word implies a lavish swelling of sap and vigor, a thrusting and upsurging. It implies a decisive action with a specific focus, not just blind anger snapping at anything which moves, but is specialized as a powerful passion of God's heart, as in a driving passion to avenge injustice. Oh, how we often misconstrue God's heart and intentions and I think we really need to do something about it. I think most of what we've been taught is that God's wrath is more predominantly negative judgment, like saying, "If you don't do right, God is going to get you." The Lord never, ever operates in blind irritation, nor is He ever filled with irrational emotion with the intent to hurt anyone in His way. That's not it. It is a word used of righteous soldiers and men of high valor defending against evil. The raging, angry gods of the Greeks, they were the ones who were unswerving, pitiless, and terrible. And that, my friends, has been overlaid on the character of God and King. The deities of the Greeks were the ones brimming over the top with divine payback, always calling for retribution, eyes on fire with resentment, always making sure that punishment closely followed fault over and over till we're pounded to dust with no mention of grace. Isn't that how many see God these days? That was the Greek gods, but that is not who we serve, nor did, never will. This transference of character from the Greek false gods upon the one and only God is yet another twist created to make us view the Lord as spiteful and bitter. It is a lie. God is the God of truth. The God of the Bible is not a God of myth or legend. Jesus Christ is truth, after all. He said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He is the ultimate reality. He is what is really real in the universe. He is what is real in a world full of deception and lies. Likewise, the Bible is not just some made-up book of religious fantasy. Rather, it is true spiritually, historically, and scientifically. God is not hidden. We are. We were hiding in the Garden of Eden, and we are still hiding today. The Lord is bidding us to come out of hiding, to humble ourselves and to be honest, to throw open the doors of our hearts and tear down our fences. Christ is visible and willing to forgive us all our darkest secrets. We've simply got to be willing to come out of our hiding places.